This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ron Paul never use rhetoric like that, but if it is a rose, it's a rose. If it's a yellow dog, it's a yellow dog. If it's a 14-foot goblin, it's a 14-foot goblin. And if it's a tyrant, it's a tyrant. He said we're sliding into, what was the quote, what was the word, total fascism? And then William Binney, the former head of technical at the NSA, he's like the master genius in a James Bond movie developing all this stuff. I went and saw Fast and Furious few weeks ago to analyze it, and the whole thing was about the CIA having computer programs to use every cell phone, every appliance to track and watch everyone to save the earth, and how great total spying is, and how gang members can Mac Daddy the Homie G, Mac Homie G, and just how cool it is. I mean, it is just the brainwashing. Oh, there is no illegal spying with the NSA through keywords. I mean, they're not recording anything. Alex Jones is a liar. And then now, oh, yes, it's all true, but it's super cool. And the cars, Dodge Challengers, Hellcats, can drive down 5 miles of a mountain jumping off cliffs, and the tires don't even blow, and run over boulders. And Easter bunnies are real. But you just got a bunch of childlike adults. There were black guys, white guys, you name it, and they're going, yeah, run, yeah, run, oh, yeah. It's like going and seeing an Avengers or something with my kids. I mean, I don't mind going and seeing a stupid make-believe movie, but guys like, man, I love that. That girl, that's real. Oh, man. It's just like, wow. You can really see why they got us. I'm ranting. I apologize. I want to talk to military police, folks that have seen military activity in their area. What do you think of the Jade Helm demonization program that's going on? I want to shoot a special report today if I have time, where I do almost like a parody of the fact-check shows on NBC News, like, let's fact-check, and have like our fact-checker, lie or fact, like behind me on the screen, and I go, okay, the military's not trained for domestic operations, and then just show all the clips of the riot troops and the preparations and everything else and the manuals and everything, and go, wow, that's a total lie. Now let's, where people ask, are you training to take guns? And then we can show the manuals and the training in Katrina and go, wow, that's a total lie. Now let's see where they say that I said total martial law is happening this summer and Obama will invade and take over. So when it doesn't happen, I'm discredited. And then we show where I'm not saying it'll be total martial law. It's part of the conditioning long term. I go, oh, total lie. Wow. Fact check. You're full of Bravo Sierra. I want to go to Jack, Adam, Wild, Luke, and others. I don't want to cut any of you short. So I want to get specifically people that are witnessing Jade Helm-type operations. The videos are pouring in of the riot troops in Tennessee and California and Texas and New York training to club the heads in of patriots. We're going to go over all of this coming up after the break. And we're just going to continue to document what's happening. But when you look at the Dallas Morning News, the Austin American-Statesman, Politico, Bloomberg, they are preying on their audience. They get a script from a PR firm, so it's not directly from the Pentagon, because that might freak out the reporters. Here are the talking points on these tinfoils. Hey, here you go, Martha, write your article. Hey, she don't know, soon they got a computer going to write it with fake gnome diplomes. I bet she doesn't even know what a gnome diplome is. Help take a bite out of the Constitution is what I like for you. And then they go and they take the talking points and they weave them into the article. And then they shovel the Bravo Sierra onto their friends and family, not knowing they're part of the same country sinking into the quicksand of tyranny. They don't know people like the New World Order have already built their redoubts offshore. Like a pelican trying to eat a fish. I got to stop eating during the breaks. I just got to learn I can't eat during the 3 hours of my breaks. Plus, they got me a stuffed jalapeno with crusty outside. It just needs to all be like old people soup or something. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as rivals green and blue, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
All was well in the Republic.
Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we got the private run for profit, Federal Reserve, and the income tax. We are now the used up husk of the once great Republic. Our blood, sweat, and tears used to build the cybertronic world government. Only now, at the end, do we begin to realize the grave peril we're in. Yes, truth is stranger than fiction. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're taking your phone calls. There has been a full-out assault. Hundreds of articles per day. Go put the word Jade Helm in. Click Google News. Click under it. See all stories. It's thousands. 365 the last 24 hours with my name in it. Hundreds more today. Hundreds the day before that. Thousands a week with the same talking points. The same talking points. Over and over and over and over again. Saying that we are saying martial law is imminent, they're going to take our guns. No. We said they are training to acclimate the public towards militarization, TSA on the streets, training the military to be on the streets, towards gun confiscation at some point down the road, pre-deploying armored vehicles, and saying they're for gun owners, veterans, conservatives, and libertarians. Do I need to play in Indiana and Tennessee and California and Washington State the police saying the armored vehicles are for the veterans when they've done nothing? And lying and saying there's veteran crime sprees when there's not? Do I need to have Professor John Lawn on with the statistics? None of it's true. No, you've all heard him over and over again. I played him a bunch last hour, but I'm going to go to your calls. Jack, Mary, Adam, Wild, Luke, and others. But right now, let's cue it up. Let's play Indiana. Let's play Washington. Let's play, just from 2 weeks ago, the National Guard training to attack sovereign citizens at the dirty bomb drill they said we couldn't be part of. Because it wasn't a dirty bomb drill. Other than saying that the Patriots were going to dirty bomb. Let's go ahead and play what, I mean, you go to any of these, this is what they're doing. But nothing's happening. There's no death panels. There's no debt limit. There's no secret no-treat list for the veterans. There's no open borders. Obama loves you. He cares about you. Everything's fine. Go to sleep. Hillary Clinton's a war hero. Brian Williams single-handedly killed 85 Taliban himself with a dagger. He was in a helicopter shot down by Yosemite Sam. Just believe what they say or they'll call you racist. Well, then call me racist, you pack of scum. Let's go ahead and go to these clips.
We really didn't have the violence that we see today. The weaponry is totally different now than it was in the beginning of my career. Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
What's your problem here? Can you do something about it?
We're training exactly for what?
Citizen, that's the cue to attack him with batons. Defeat law enforcement tactics.
If somebody is directing fire toward a team that's trying to get in, they safely can, they can pull right through a fire. Take enemy fire and still try to address the threat without being fear of getting shot.
So I'm thinking that is totally appropriate in Iraq, but where? What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. They have weapons here locally.
So what happens if the PLR take over? Country run by terrorists ain't good. Bro, America was founded by terrorists for terrorists. What do you think the fucking Revolutionary War was? History is determined by the fucking victim.
How did you even get into the Marines?
Who was the first terrorist organization in the United States? Who? Founding Fathers. You mean Thomas Jefferson? You mean George Washington? Paul Revere? These guys right here, let me ask you something. Did they try to scare people? Yes. They tried to intimidate the British. Did they use acts of violence? Your founding fathers, my founding fathers, were involved in acts of terrorism against British officials.
Jade Helm troops who operate undetected amongst civilian population. And, of course, the military people and the vets are not buying any of it. They're not stupid. You can read about how it's to get the hearts and minds and how to get the public used to working and the local police working with the military. I mean, everybody who's been in the military knows about the secret EOD program going on for 18 years. Their whole ordnance disposal, you know, quote, the Army's going to show up to defuse a bomb. But then you get the internal agreements. It's for everything from warrant service to checkpoints with military personnel in nondescript blue jumpsuits, just like the Army Ranger called in and said they were wearing EPA blue jumpsuits. It's always blue or tan jumpsuits. And it might say EPA. It might say police. It might say park service. Training with the police, training with locals in plain clothes, quote, doing suspicious activities, is to train the police to work with the military in covert operations and to condition the military to accept it and to condition the public to accept it. And then when we cover it and talk about it, they practice the PSYOP in real time putting out this information. I can see the script from Army Times to Military.com to Stars and Stripes to Bloomberg to Daily Beast to Vice to the Houston Chronicle, and no exaggeration today. You go search Jade Helm. There are now hundreds of articles, and in almost all of them, yours truly is being demonized.
That was a month ago.
Jones has warned of an imminent takeover for decades, keeps claiming it's going to happen, but of course it never does. No, it never does. Checkpoints, TSA, open spying, highway dividers being put up nationwide, open manuals that the number one enemy is veterans and gun owners and Christians. I mean, come on. This is the PSYOP. I want to go to your phone calls. And then I'm going to get into economic news and a bunch of other Monsanto news. Monsanto has been caught. It's on Infowars.com. It's come out in court. Paying farmers to bio-attack with their weapons, with their seeds, what they are, to then be able to charge those farms with stealing Monsanto technology. And farmers kept saying, you know, it grows up in the ditches by our houses, even when there's not a neighbor growing it. It gets in the middle of our fields. And then Monsanto flies over with airplanes, drop. This is in National Geographic. You don't believe me. It's crazy. Drops Roundup bombs on your crops without a warrant. That's how above the law they are. It'll kill a huge area. And if one plant's still alive, they then go pick it and know that that's their plant. And they hire former FBI agents mainly to go around and grab the plants. And then they sue you just so you'll get intimidated and buy their crops. Infowars.com, Monsanto secretly gave money to farmer caught contaminating organic farms with GMOs. Now admits it's paying for GMO farmers' legal defense. Got to get Percy Smyser if he's still alive. I said it because he was old, and it was like 1999 or something I got him on. The canola farmer this was happening to, but it's just sick. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Jack, thanks for holding on the topic of Jade Helm. It was hundreds of articles a day. Now it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles a day. Every nightly news channel, you name it, saying that we say martial law is coming. Well, it's already here. What do you make of this PSYOP? How do you think it's going?
Oh, it's definitely here, man. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet, brother.
All right, yeah. I have a few things. Okay, Boston bombing, that was the first test of martial law. Then you go on to Ferguson. And then, you know, you got Philly, Baltimore, all these protests that are turning into riots, probably outside provocateurs.
Oh, they're totally foaming about George Soros. It's on record.
Right. I've seen them, yeah, on TV or on YouTube. But I'm thinking Jade Helm, you know, these soldiers, maybe they're, you know, those soldiers that we've seen training are probably the ones that are stationed at all these riots right now. That's my thought.
A lot of them are, but this is to get special ops ready to take over local government and to identify, even the special ops are compartmentalized, I don't know why they're there. This is to identify which cities and counties are going to work with them. Just like Katrina was there to see, can we actually order gun confiscation without resistance? It's all laboratory testing. The globalists are scientists, first and foremost. It's a scientific dictatorship. They call themselves technocrats. And so you have to understand, everything is a psych test. Everything is a test.
So, like, look into it 10,000 different ways to truly try to understand what the hell they're thinking, you know. But, yeah, I just seen, you know, a pattern that they're all, it's all together. Jade Helm, it's probably the same people. And I wanted to end it on a good note. They got 50% of the fluoride out of the water. That's awesome. But why not just take it all out? Because it's bad, you know.
Well, they can't admit they're wrong. The panels have actually recommended get rid of all of it and to stop using the toxic form. If they were putting calcium fluoride in the water, I'd be against it because it sets the precedent to put drugs in the water, but it would actually be good for you at low levels. It's hydrofluorosilicic acid that's been electrically charged and is deadly poison. I mean, one drop will kill you better than a hammer. It's almost as deadly as cyanide. It eats through concrete. It eats through steel. It's almost as bad as sulfuric acid. I mean, it is over the top bad. And but yes, they're banning it as a pesticide. I mean, because most of these EPA scientists don't like having brain damaged kids. I mean, they're scientists. They know it's bad. Most people in government actually know what's going on. That's the most awake group's government. But it's the head people. They're the enemy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yes, well, sometimes Satan comes as a man of peace. Percy's in the back.
We got sweet kids again. We got harmonious time. So living.
Adam, Mary, Dean, we're going to all of you. Luke on the air. It's bigger than just Jade Helm, isn't it, Luke? I mean, it's about media psyop. It's about deception. We know the military and police are training to fight the American people. They admit it's their main mission. It's treasonous. We have good people in the government warning us about it, but they don't want to have a national debate about this or the NSA spying or the open borders or Obamacare. They want to just stonewall us, but it's not working. And all the armored vehicles in the world aren't going to save the globalists when the economy collapses, Luke. What do you think's going on?
I believe that as a 10-year Navy veteran, you know, I've been watching this come around for a while now. In our local area, I've been watching AH-64 Apache helicopters flying at 300 feet, SH-60, maybe equivalent to a Black Hawk flying, Black Hawk flying, B-2 Osprey. There's a ramp up of military activity that's beyond what is normal and has been normal since 10 years now. It's been escalating more and more. These exercises like Jade Helm and things, yeah, they're there to, you know, familiarize the, make the populace asleep. Make it seem like it's normal, and it's not normal. We shouldn't be here. This is against the Constitution, against posse comitatus. A lot of the veterans out here also believe, you know, we're not asleep, but we're waiting. It's getting to the point where it's becoming, you're watching a slow takeover, slow stripping of all of our rights. It's one of those deals that we're watching the MRACs coming in here to Southern Virginia, and they're coming in, and, you know, people don't want to talk about it, and you're trying to wake some up. Some are awake to the paradigm and have that paradigm shift. Mostly are military or ex-military, but the vast populace is still asleep at the wheel when it comes to this, Alex.
Well, that's why they say veterans are the number one enemy, because they know what's happening. They know how to read these manuals. They know the public's being lied to. But you're absolutely right. The escalation of training, the preparation, it's just... When I said 100 times bigger than what it was 20 years ago, it is. I mean, 20 years ago, it was very secretive. They would tell the public, no, you didn't see troops on the street. You didn't see black helicopters. They started it like that, very smartly, under Clinton, to then say, kooks believe it even exists. So, see, first, it was a litmus test to say, there are no helicopters. There are no men scaling into the park in the middle of the night. There are no police checkpoints, not in America. There isn't any NSA spying. Crazy people that wear tinfoil hats say that. We'd be like, no, it's a congressional record. Shut up, schizophrenic. And then now they just roll it all out and go, no, you're crazy if you think it's for you. And we're like, here's their manual. Here they are admitting it scores of times. Why are you so racist? So they're just building up. So when they launch it, you're going to be a kook if you think gun confiscation is actually happening when it's happening. I mean, it's just amazing. And there was denial. There was denial for weeks about the Katrina gun confiscation. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was saying, you know, part of the problem is many of the veterans out here, and even active duty military, the Marines, Navy, they primarily know what's going on. A lot of them, I've talked to them often, and they've been like, no, we're not going to go ahead, and we're not going to follow this. So a lot of the military, they're not saying anything, or when they're asked, like myself, I, you know, I was asked if I was had to take a written test and a survey is what they called it, to see whether or not I'd fire against American citizens if ordered to, or if there was a natural disaster, civil unrest, anything of that nature, and if we would open fire on the public. And it's like, no, this is unconstitutional. It's absurd. I'm not taking this test. And that's when I knew I needed to make the decision whether to stay inside or get out of military. And it was one of those deals that a lot of us are stepping away from it because we see what's coming. And it is a tyranny, and it is here. When you have the Small Arms Disarmament Act already there, people pushing in, they're coming for the weapons. They're coming for America. They're coming for all of us. You don't think they're building FEMA camps and they're not going to put us in them? They did it to people in World War II, the Japanese. We've already done it. America, wake up. You think just because we did it one time, we're not going to do it again? The system and everything is slowly coming unwound. I know the globalists are nervous about it, but I'm worried that they're going to do something like push ISIS into America, do false flag attack, and then a snap exercise like Jade Helm is going to go live.
That is certainly what they're doing, and they can have this and have it go live, then if they don't want to, they don't, but if we put pressure on it, they may back off. Then when we stop it going live, we get blamed for making it up, see? It's very sophisticated what they're doing. God bless you, Luke. Great caller.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Expansion. When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendovite.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 1-2.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Be lazy here. It's not laziness. It's actually painful, but we've got to get the wound lanced. Go over a bunch of the other headlines I haven't broken down yet today, but again, we're not just covering Jade Helm because ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, all the last few days have done pieces attacking Infowars.com, attacking yours truly, Alex Jones, attacking Governor Greg Abbott, lying about us, saying that we say imminent martial law, that the military is going to come kill everybody. I mean, it's just beyond yellow journalism, but it's why the old-time newspapers are collapsing. It's why MSNBC and CNN are done. Because you are a bunch of arrogant narcissists. Notice how it's Cuomo's brother at CNN and just all these weird political people who want to be rock stars and show off to mommy at the carcass of the dinosaur media, like ticks or something climbing around the dead body, maggots. That carcass is only going to rot so long, so just keep discrediting yourselves. Everybody knows we're in a police state. Everybody knows Obama's announced executive taxation increases. Everybody knows Obamacare is a giant screw job. Everybody knows. And so just keep attacking me. Just keep doing it. You're pathetic. And I read the comments. I even screenshotted some of them when I was looking online on my phone last night in bed. Some of these screenshots, and I'm going back to your calls in the other news. Go to my photos here. Kept intending to do this, but forgot. Oh, I messed up. I don't even know how to keep track of these cameras anymore. Here it is. Here's some of the comments. Truly disgusting. Now I'm trying to find it. See, the show is completely unscripted. So I'm having trouble finding it. I didn't plan to even go to this. But there's comments in there like, the redneck, scum, filth, paranoid, crazy Texans. They're so insane. I'm ashamed to even live in this state. I want to get out of here. And the comments like, yeah, I'm a Republican, but I don't like Abbott now. Obviously stage comments, most of them. Yeah, those evil Texans without a state income tax. Everybody wants to move here. What the hell? We're so stupid. Yeah, those dumb Texans that want to keep the Second Amendment and have a really low crime rate compared to other states. Man, they're bad. Yeah, those evil Texans. Why? They don't want to be part of the United Nations, and they want to have America be energy independent. How? They're just horrible people. That's why everybody all over the world says Texans are so polite and so nice. Except for some people moved here who aren't Texans. We're not even Texans anymore. Oh, this is shameful. How horrible that out of the whole country being overrun by military training and checkpoints and unconstitutional garbage. Why, how dare Texas, when Obama opened all the borders, the new governor did what he could to seal the border and put state police down there to stop felons. I mean, imagine that he would do such a thing. And that when they shut down the power plant, almost doubling Texas power prices, he filed lawsuits and injunctions to turn some of the plants back on. Man, that's bad. Those filthy redneck scum with the fastest growing state in the country and the most jobs and some low taxes. Man, those Texans are bad. Well, I heard they've got hospitality. I heard they're polite and open doors for ladies. There's nothing worse than those people. Everybody knows it. What a bunch of traitors. But again, they just think ridiculing people. Ah, look at you. I want to do a piece where I go back and find all the news articles. We've got some hanging up around here. And we're like, crazy people think there's secret military drills and helicopters. Crazy people think there's military drills. What'd you see, crazy? Well, the troops came out of the sky and blew up that building, and the building's burned down. They're like, you really think you saw that? I had The Daily Show back when it first started in the late 90s attacking me. Comedy Central would like to have shows. I think it was that show, yeah. I mean, they would attack me a bunch. I just can't remember all the times. And they'd be like, he claims there's military drills. I got another one I'm going to tell you. And then now it's like, he didn't like the military drills. See, we told you it was going on, so you denied it. And now that it's all admitted, you go, oh, we say it's permanent martial law. They're coming to put us in FEMA camps and kill us and take our guns this summer. And I didn't say that. Though you'll probably take that clip out of context and play it on the news saying I just said that. I said that's not what I'm saying. I said that's where it leads, though. Because the globalists don't ever want to stand up, fight politically or economically or physically. They want to take over with martial law, start disappearing citizens as they're already doing, confiscating guns of veterans all over the country and other groups, and just ease us into the cook pot. Kind of like Bugs Bunny sitting there while the pygmies are going around him and they're cutting up stuff, putting in the big bowl. He goes, oh, thank you for the bath, mister. I can't do a very good Bugs Bunny imitation of that Brooklyn accent. He goes, my, it's getting a little hot in here. Then they slap on the top of the cauldron. And they're just putting us in the cauldron. They're chopping up the carrots. We have their recipe. You look over and read the recipe. It's for rabbit. It's for Patriot. And I say, can I see that cookbook, please? And the whole cookbook's for Patriots. Patriots of the enemy, gun owners, Christians, how are you going to round them up? The internment camps, how to process Social Security numbers. All this is on Army.mil. How are you going to take our guns? How the preachers work for you? The InfraGuard, the citizen spies. You go talk to the cops. Yeah, we're trying to take on gun owners and veterans. We're about to have a war with them. Just You read the whole cookbook on Patriots, and we're already in the cook pot with carrots and potatoes floating around, our butts burning, and you're going, let me just put some handcuffs on you and put this lid on. We're like, you know what? I don't want to be rude for dinner, but I'm going to get out of the pot. They're like, shut up, terrorist. Stay in the pot. No, I'm going to get my leg out here. I tired of you. They're like, shut up, racist. Don't get out of the pot. But they don't. Racist, redneck, get back in the pot. Get back in the pot. Just 6 months ago, I'd say, there's a war by the Saudis to drive down oil prices to bankrupt Texas oil production, and when they're done with that, they're going to jack the price up to the highest levels. Oh, shut up, conspiracy theorists. They had news articles. Now he claims a Saudi conspiracy. Because a lot of this media works for those guys. You know, like, they got thousands of princes worth billions apiece. So one prince is worth, like, $200 billion or something, you know. And so that's who they work for. And, of course, now it's totally admitted the Saudis admit they did it to bankrupt us, our allies. This is the sick games they play all day. I'm getting out of the pot. I'm done. I don't believe a word comes out of the New World Order. I don't trust anything they say. And it's so healthy that people don't trust the feds. It's so healthy they know they've taken the military over. It's so healthy people don't believe a word out of their mouth. It's so healthy people are jumping at shadows and the Walmart stuff. Because even if that's not what's happening there, overall it is happening. And people are getting wise and not being a bunch of trusting idiots. Wild in Wisconsin. Go ahead, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
What's up, Doc? You know how the elite globalist likes numerology and naming things. With Jade Helm, I was looking into it, and with Jade, there is an interesting Chinese saying, which is the Jade maker does not leave his mark.
Very interesting. A lot, the military's big on acronyms, and if you spell out Jade and Helm, it's all sorts of, you know, cryptic things. It goes from bad to worse. I'm still going to look in at the end of the show to Memorandum 7277 in Public Law 109. I can't remember from memory, but I believe one of the drills back then was called Jade Helm, carried out on how to suppress, I think it was a city in Georgia. So that's why people are so freaked out. But they call it joint assistance for development and executing an execution along the homeland eradication of local militias. That's what people are saying Jade Helm stands for. All I know is everything in the Army manuals is now directly written by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, two purely anti-freedom organizations. What do you think it is, sir?
Just like you said.
Well, give me further breakdown because I've been ranting here and need to cool down. What do you think overall the PSYOP they're running?
I think when you get to the, when you're jackhammering the bedrock of the rabbit hole, yes, it is Satanism, but humanity as a whole, as a creature, has unfortunate fondness for the gritty and the darkness. It's part of it. And it's the price that is included with the deal we're given in this reality.
Wow, that's really deep. You're right. And then we deny that we're evil, and part of us is. We deny our human animalness. We deny our darker selves. And we're blind. I mean, I love how the media tries to deny the dark side of government and the dark side of power when it's been known throughout history. We've been denying our own dark side. That's why it's taken over. The devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Yes, and, you know, even with the, how we were saying before, the sayings and how things are named, we've named the thing a thousand things. And calling it light and dark kind of attaches a predisposition of meaning where, you know.
Exactly. If something's light, then it must be good. But the Bible says Satan comes masquerading as an angel of light. Exactly. I'm sorry. I don't know where you were going, but I threw that in. Go ahead.
Go ahead. What I was going at is that I think, and you're a strong proponent of this, and some people call it the fifth element or quintessence or whatever, but we have to rely on our gut and our feelings because that transcends all the worldly Bravo Sierra.
That's right. The gut ties into the soul, and it'll tell you 100% right every time, but we don't want to follow it. But it's almost like you have two guts. It's like the angel and the devil on your shoulder. You've got the gut you know is good and cares about you that's always right, but then there's that other thing where you're just like, don't listen to that. Don't listen. No, no, no. And it gives you all these excuses, but you still know what's right. What do you call that other thing?
I would say intelligence and heart. The intelligence is giving you the reason and the logic, while the heart's trying to ground you more to the spirituality. But once again, these are all just words. You know, they really, at the end of the day, mean nothing. What matters more is the lives, the living, the what we are doing here. And just from my point of view, and I'm nobody, white nobody, and from my point of view, it looks like if these globalists are so elitist, money makers putting money on the pedestal and success as their paragon or their golden idol, it seems to me that this system they built is very, very counterproductive to profits.
Well, that's the very high level of it is about money and temporal power and status, but not the very top levels of the pyramid. It's all about raw power over humanity playing God. And that's why it's so destructive and it's counterproductive. They get people to sell out believing it's for prosperity, and it's a fraud in the end. God bless you. Appreciate your point. Really good points from Wild in Wisconsin. I'm going to go to Adam and Mary and Dean and Daryl here in a moment. These are the times that try people's souls. And the organized criminal takeover we're witnessing that's accelerating gets me hyped up. I mean, as I've said 1,000 times or more, that's a normal animal response. And we're not animals, but we're in animals' bodies. I mean, we have our animal side, but we are men. We are women. We are humans. But just even my bestial side wants to fight this tyranny. I mean, it recognizes it as death. And we are amongst the living now. I am not afraid of death. I've seen so many family members and friends and people die. The more of them die, there's almost this weird thought of nostalgia. Someday I'll be with them. There's almost a thought of peace in death. But I fear becoming weak, becoming old, and dying because then I can't defend my family, my friends, and others. I want to be strong for the tribe. I want to be strong for humanity. I want to create things and ideas that fight the fraud to make our people stronger, all of our people, to go forward together. And I try to be a good person, and it's hard. I can't imagine turning myself over to evil and using all the knowledge I have against people. I mean, just the thought of it makes me want to overturn this desk and start just breaking things. I mean, the fundamental bad will of wanting to screw people over makes me viciously angry at the control freaks. I'm sick of them. I know their tricks. I know every stinking thing about them. I'm going to get my hands around their throats. Let's go ahead and talk to Adam in Canada. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome, brother.
Thank you for taking my call today. It's awfully brave of you to be able to take live dissenting calls on the air.
I didn't even know that you – I see it says disagree. I don't even read what's under it most of the time. No, that's fine. I just go ahead, brother.
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, I agree with 99% of what you say 99% of the time. You are very prophetic. You've always been ahead of the curve. And it's simply because you're willing to accept, you know, the signs and the symbols that are placed right in front of you.
Yeah, it's not hard. Exactly. It's a joke. It's a joke. I've done nothing special.
Exactly. I mean, these people do have a bizarre sense of honor in that they insist on telling you what they're going to do right before they do it.
Well, that's a metaphysical rule. The vampire has to get permission. I don't know why they do it, but they have to. But listen, get to what you disagree on. Go ahead.
Okay. So So my disagreement is on the basic premise that it's wrong. Look, these people have planned this throughout. It's multi-generational, this plan. You know, they've got a plan for humanity that ends up with us in this Star Trek-style utopia. Unfortunately, we have to go through some growing pains before we get there. Now,
all right, I'm gonna put you on hold. I'm gonna come back to you. I'm gonna do overdrive so that we have time to talk today, and I'll get to Mary and Dean, everybody, and Daryl. People know that in the job I'm in, if I break confidence with people, you see former NSA directors of intelligence, you see movie stars here. I mean, I don't break confidence. That's why I can get these big guests. I have met with globalists, pretty high level, and top people, and they give me the exact same speech. Alex, we're in control for a reason. And the fact that you even know how we operate shows you should be one of us. I've been given the same speech, and we're going to break it down when we come back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the lean manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. As I've said many times, it's hard to turn songs like this off. It's my favorite Jimi Hendrix song.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief.
There's too much confusion.
I can't get no relief.
I can't get no relief.
Businessman there, drink my wine.
You know, I said I could use to work 18 hours a day, probably 3-4 days a week. I'd work that many hours, 15, 18 hours a day. Now I can only do about 10. Sometimes I do coast to coast AM, maybe 14 hours a day. But it's not the physical act. It's that I've got to go skeet shooting once every few weeks, or fishing, or hiking every few days. I got to do something to just try to get my mind off this stuff. And I can't go see movies because that'll be full of propaganda. I mean, it's just crazy. But I've got to punch into the matrix to fight it. But realize the globalists are just a bunch of pathetic crooks trying to take control of reality. They will fail. The question is, how rough will it be? This caller I'm going to go right back to, and then to other callers, Mary and others. Adam is saying what I always hear. Hey, listen, the elite took over because they are the elite. It's survival of the fittest, social Darwinism. The fact that you're into this shows that you're one of us, a classic thing. Join us. You're part of the elite. That's what they told my dad in college because he was like top of his class. Same stuff. Eugenics, world government. I mean, this has been going on a long time. And they just go after anybody sticks their head up. And then most people join to be part of the elite and don't even become elite. And then what's elite? You fly on a helicopter? You eat the best food? I mean, you know, there's nothing to sell out to. There's nothing to sell out to, folks. I was happier when I didn't have pretty much anything. Having things is a hassle. Pass, you know, an amount to be secure. But go ahead and make your point. You say you disagree, go ahead and get to it.
Okay. Well, if you really want to get to the heart of where I disagree, your premise is that it's rich people manipulating the world market and the world economy.
It is ultra-rich crony capitalists waging war on rich people, nouveau riche, middle class, and working class, and then the giant domesticated slob class.
Exactly, right? And your classifications are based on income, based on, you know, what you're worth. And I don't think that's really the case. Honestly, I think that is...
No, there have been a lot of dead poets that died poor that I think had beautiful minds, or Vincent Van Gogh, I think, was a great painter and only sold one painting. I mean, I get what you're saying. You're projecting onto me that I quantify everything by wealth. I quantify by wealth only at the level of voting rights in the global corporation. That's why they want to take money away from us, because we might discover the power of using it in their paradigm to defeat them.
No, Alex, that's not what I'm saying. Not at all. Look, in the beginning, it was the wealthy plutocrats, the rich aristocracy from old Europe that was in control. Now, I believe that it's the smart people. It's the eggheads. The rich people, they knew they weren't smart enough to pull this off on their own.
Oh, no, I agree. The technocrats have taken over. The robber barons hired a bunch of scientists. They've now taken over.
Exactly. So it's not the rich people trying to get rid of the poor people. It's the smart people trying to get rid of the dumb people. And I honestly...
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. A, that's immoral. That's using the Ring of Mordor. And they're targeting everyone with fluoride. They're targeting everyone with GMO. And the argument is, well, the word gets out to smart people not to eat it. Okay, well, what are the aluminum dioxide being sprayed? No, they like to kill people. The argument is, what they are is super smart people that are also sadists.
You're absolutely correct. And it's not that the...
And I'm going to get my hands around his neck.
They just have a self-preservation instinct, right?
No. You build up humanity, and then if a horde of dumbasses try to kill you, you take them out. But you don't play dirty. And it's evil, and what you just articulated is their master plan. I'm going to come back. 50% off, free shipping ends today. InfoWarsLife.com. Support us. I need the funding.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.